A new art exhibition at the University of Wyoming explores and expands what it means to live in and love the American West. Topophilia, a loving reconfiguration of the mythology of our American West through studio practices and collaborative projects, was created by the founders of the Wyoming Art Party, a Laramie-based group of artists that aims to connect the community through art. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard sat down with them to find out more about their latest work.
I'm Meg Thompson.
I'm Adrian Vetter.
And I am June Glasson, and we are the Wyoming Art Party.
First off, June, what is topophilia?
Topophilia is a strong sense of place which often becomes mixed with a sense of cultural identity among certain people and a love of certain aspects of such a place.
So why topophilia?
I think when we were creating this show, we pulled together a lot of the work the Wyoming Art Party had been doing and a lot of work that we had individually been doing in our studios. And we were kind of discussing the different themes in the community work we do and in our studio practice, and we realized that there's a strong theme of place in all our work, and more specifically, the myth of the West.
This is Meg. To add on to what June was saying, we sort of realized all of our work is motivated by a love of Wyoming and the sense of place combined with the sort of cultural complexities between the myth, historical myth of the West and the actual cultural lives we live here, and sometimes that the myth of the American West doesn't tell the whole story that we experience living here.
You know, I originally come from New York. Meg and Adrian are both from Wyoming, and we all make work that is inspired by living here and making art here.
Right. So all three of you have deep ties to the West and clearly also a deep love for it. Meg, you grew up in Laramie. Adrian, you grew up in Riverton. But you've all also spent significant time other places as well. Considering your experience, Adrian, how do you think the American West should be reconfigured or reimagined?
Well, I think for me, with my individual work, I approach the topic of the, you know, love of place and kind of like a, you know, you love something enough to be critical and analyze it to try to make it better. And so, like, at first I was like, I don't know if, you know, my work seems, like, pretty critical for, you know, expressing a love. But it comes from a place of wanting to add more narratives that we can tell about Wyoming and the West versus just relying on, you know, stereotypical mythologies of the West.
Like cowboys and Indians, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, that enters into it, but just like trying to add a multi-layered perspective.
So what are some of the myths maybe that you are trying to reimagine, maybe a little bit more specifically? Meg?
I think a common myth is that the West was, quote, settled by white men. In reality, both historically and currently, the West has been and is made up of multicultural different identities, gender identities, racial identities. It's never as simple, and this is true for any myth around the world, it's never as simple as the myth portrays it. And the complexities of real life, especially culturally, are always harder to tell in a simple story. So we just wanted to give voice and room to express the other identities. And I think it does a disservice to, quote, cowboys, this sort of black and white image that, you know, they're tough and heartless and, like, there's a one-dimensional story about a cowboy. But the cowboys I know here are so talented, so thoughtful, very in touch with the land. And I just think that including the stories of everybody helps broaden the story of what it means to be a cowboy in Wyoming also.
Gender identity in the West seems to be a big focus of this show. And I think for the Wyoming Art Party, you have been in conversation with that a lot. Is that personal to you as artists, Adrian?
Well, we talked about this earlier this month. All of us identify as queer to some extent, and I think that identity plays into the lens that we look at the West. It might not be really overt in our artwork. Meg might have more to add because she's been thinking about this more specifically, I think.
This is Meg, and I think with a lot of the tension in our country right now, it feels like there's been a lot of basically violent talk about women, and it really has made me, it has sort of brought up a lot of memories of growing up in Wyoming, and I'm a third generation Wyomingite, and my grandparents and mother, my grandmothers, like what they went through, and I feel like on one level my life is so much easier than theirs in Wyoming, on another level, like, I can't believe the same sort of issues that we deal with nationally and in Wyoming about respect for women, pay gap. I mean, I think about, you know, women ranchers, like the ones that I knew growing up would be branding calves and making dinner for the whole crew. Like, and I just think that story in the West gets lost. And it's not an attack on the role that men or white men have played, but it's just trying to make a more inclusive story about the importance of women, mothers, that different people have had.
For someone who's going to come in and see this exhibition, what can somebody maybe expect to see, just as a little taste? June?
So walking into the gallery, I think you're automatically, you know, struck with, it's a very, very visually rich show with a lot of different styles of work in it. So fabric banners, posters, photographs, corrugated metal paintings, traps covered in fringe, thousands of tiny buffalo skulls. So I think just walking in there, you get to experience a kind of different or wider idea of what Western art can look like. I think as artists too, you know, when we were invited to do the show, we didn't know what the show was going to be until we started installing in the space. So there's, you know, like all our community project, there is a lot of collaboration in what we do. So kind of to bring our work in there, and to, we're still thinking about how our work speaks to each other, how it speaks to what we do in the community as well. So it's a process that we're still actually trying to figure out.
June Glasson, Meg Thompson, and Adrian Vetter are the Wyoming Art Party. Thank you all for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.